What's the qualifications for a quality rave babe, Jennifer?
Just hold me tight.
Don't be doing that shit if you don't like the girl. Forehead kisses.
Forehead kisses. Oh, yeah. They're dangerous.
Have you guys ever heard that, like, close that blinds your third eye? Guy does that?
Wait, can you guys have, like, sexy time from, like, 80 to 100, but, like, 70 you can't?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And can you control the percentage?
No.
Hey guys, welcome back to the 9 for 9 podcast. I'm your host, Jason Kim.
Yes, sir.
Joined with my brother Paulie.
What's good?
And on my left we got Megan Yu.
Hello.
And then on my right we got Jennifer Lee.
Hi everyone.
What's going on, y'all? We back.
Hey, last week was special, bro.
Yeah, no, I gotta say, last week's episode was one of my favorite ones to film and watch back.
You're right. Right, bro. It was hella funny, bro.
Yeah, I was in my bed.
Yeah.
It was chilling, bro. It was good to have like the OG cast back after like 3 weeks, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think was the key for that? Like it flowed so well.
It was me.
Is that the key? I'll give you that if that's gonna help with the extension.
I think I helped the flow.
Yeah.
Okay. We talked about your fucking Nick addiction for
thirty minutes.
Nah, but we were catching up with Megan and shit a lot too.
Right. Yeah. But it was really good though.
Yeah, talked about raving a lot and shit.
Yeah, bro. How did it feel doing those 2-hour episodes? Because like you didn't really do much of those with us back in the day.
Yeah, we never did those, but something's different.
What you mean?
You guys are better at flowing conversations now. I feel like you guys improved as speakers
That's great. Is it easier to reach the 2-hour mark versus
before? It was
before?
So much easier because I remember back then we would struggle to get an hour. Paul would be on the depths of like Reddit.
Searching
for one item.
That's so fucking true.
I don't know. Because I haven't filmed in 3 weeks. I felt like I watched it back and I was like, I don't know. I feel different. I felt like I forgot about podcasting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just made me realize we're kind of funny, bro.
I felt a lot more comfortable.
Oh my God. That's good. Really good. Dude, that's huge, bro.
And I actually enjoyed it.
Nah. Yeah. So fun. Yes! Let's go!
Dude.
No.
The way you said that was crazy.
This is backhanded.
I didn't mean it like that. Mm-hmm. I know it could sound like that, but I think back then, I didn't enjoy it as much as I do now.
Dude, that's super good, bro.
And I'm in a better place.
That's great, bro.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I was literally talking about that on my live today, right? I was after last week's episode, it just felt like everyone of us on the cast had a good time filming. And I feel like that's kind of the goal we should go for, you know?
No, for sure.
So I was thinking about it. I think the key is seriously just I don't know, somehow we have to make the... It's all the conversations we had... we didn't need to look at our phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. You just the trick is you got to be excited about what you're talking about.
Yeah, or that. Yeah,
but
yeah,
you can't really force a banger. You know, bangers happen.
True. It's not a banger.
True. You cannot force a banger. That is a banger, bro.
Yeah.
Last week's was good. Yeah. And honestly, after all that talk about raving, bro, dude, I had an itch, bro.
Oh, really?
Bro, I'm trying to be outside, bro.
It's crazy. Summer?
No, slanders this, tomorrow at time, dude. But it's
$120.
Bro.
Is that absurd?
Yeah. Dude, that's absurd.
Except for time.
Imagine paying 3 digits for a random, for a club.
Yeah, it's not even a rave.
But he's huge, though. No,
no, so no he's big. But right. If it was $80, bro, I would have went, bro.
Shit.
Dude, club things are not usually worth it either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've been to time. That shit kind of small, bro.
It is.
And they don't even let you in the fucking dance floor.
Right.
So it's bro, 100. I almost pulled the trigger, too. But I pulled the trigger for Elenium, Bill Graham, in July. Who going with me? Who going with me?
I'm not going to the Bay anytime soon right now.
Wait, Elenium?
Elenium, bro.
Bill Graham. Jennifer's there, bro.
July 19th.
Jennifer's there, bro.
Martin Garrix is at Bill Graham right now. Bro, he's selling that shit out.
Yeah, he's huge, too, right? Yeah. Mr. Garrix.
All right, fuck it. I'm taking Rave Bay applications. I'm kidding. I'll think about it, though.
What's the qualifications for a quality Rave Bay, Jennifer?
Just hold me tight.
What? Wow.
Really? No, yes. That's so true. Really? I agree.
That's
yeah.
literally it.
Wait, I see at raves though sometimes, right? Like the girl's chilling and the guy will just like tap her and like, yo, like, do you want to dance? Like, is that ever awkward as fuck or
no? It's honestly fine, but just don't go up and start dancing on her.
Oh, like say something.
I hate that a lot.
Oh,
yeah, cause borderline SA.
No,
because
some guys try to just like sneak up behind you.
No, for dead ass.
For real.
Wait, so what's the, what happens after? Like you feel
No, you look back and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Fucked, bro.
Oh yeah, no,
there's
gotta
be some conversation before you
try. Yeah, always ask.
Okay.
Yeah, but I would say like you just have to be very nice and be like, can I dance with you?
Right.
Like that.
Wait, let me ask, if it's a rave fate, does the age really matter?
No.
I feel like you're more loose with it. Like,
no, who cares?
No, shit don't even matter.
Really?
Yeah, it really don't matter. You barely even know their name for
real.
Okay, Jason, what's the oldest you would go realistically at a rave, bro?
Dude, like 27?
Oh, no 30s?
No.
What about you?
Me?
Like a 40-year-old? It's all good.
Oh, like
oldest? Up?
Yeah, oldest. Because I feel like you're under the influence of all these extracurriculars and you just want to be held, like you said.
35?
You don't really care.
Maybe 35 for me.
35, 28. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, crazy. I'd do it on a grandpa, like real.
Oh, just for, like, just for the vibes.
Dude, okay, I actually had a question about this. Right. Do girls enjoy like rave bang as much as guys do? Because I feel like guys, like they actually like they hold on. Like I need something to hold on to, right?
Right.
But girls are kind of just standing there in the front.
That is true.
Like, is that... I don't know. If I feel like guys have a better time.
If I'm on a specific one, then I want one. But if I don't, if I'm not on that specific one, I don't need one.
Right.
I'm actually okay without one, even when I'm on one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sometimes I like dancing alone.
Yeah, that is a vibe.
It's like a free vibe. But you know, it's nice to be with someone too.
It is.
Somebody.
It's kind of fun. I've met like ones there. And that's fun because you don't even know them. It's just like a vibe for the night, and then it's like no strings attached.
Dude, sometimes Megan, when you look back, are you like rubbing your eyes and like being like, I can't see that well?
Oh,
what do you mean?
Because you know, like when you're on the stuff, you can't really see well.
Yeah.
So like, how do you judge?
I don't take it unless I have one.
So then
like I remember I was at this one rave and I really wanted to, but like I didn't have one, so I was like, I guess we'll just see what the cards are, you know. And we go to this one set and there was a guy right next to me who was so cute. I literally went up to him, I told him he's super cute, and he's like, you're super cute. And then I look, and then it was
wait, that's actually such that's a solid method.
She
went up first. That's crazy.
That is crazy,
bro. You know what girls would do, bro? They kind of just like, if they want to get with you, they kind of just stand right.
Yeah, they
you.
Stand.
Oh, they stand.
Yo, get your ass away from you, bro. You standing right. You standing way too close,
dude. I'm like
slowly like inching back.
No, she's not even moving. She's just standing.
Oh, really?
Like literally like 2 inches away from me.
Right.
I'm like, bro.
That's crazy.
I'm way too impatient. My go-to is, I like your pashmina.
Yeah. Compliments are always a nice way to.
I love the pashmina talk, dude. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. No, but going back to what you're saying about dancing by yourself and shit, for me, bro, it's so hard to like get to that point where like I drop the pride and I'm like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, really? To dance by yourself, bro, you have to have like courage.
What?
Or for me at least. Like,
but you're a good dancer, Paul.
I know, but like, doesn't a part of you honestly feel a little like cringed out?
No,
kind of? Like,
never.
I do.
Never.
I'm like, bro, never. Someone's looking at my goofy ass.
Dude, no, I feel like, I literally get main character energy.
Literally,
like,
same.
Yeah. How do you get, like, I can't,
but
like.
But see, they're hitting the girl moves. Like, they're hitting the, you know, like.
Right,
like, you
right,
know
right.
I mean? Like a guy, you're not actually dancing. Like, you're not pulling any moves.
Definitely not. It's just hard for me to fully let loose is what I'm saying. I don't know how to do that almost, like to that extent, you
know. Dude, but you have to realize that nobody's paying attention to you.
That is true. That
literally
is so true.
Nobody gives a fuck about what you're doing.
I quite literally never like look. I'm not like looking at rave either.
No, that
like,
is true.
You never remember.
You look at the artist. You're not looking at like what the fuck.
But exactly. Low key, I like get hyped up when people watch me. Low key,
no.
Like I feel even.
No.
I feel even like hotter.
Like you go harder. You're like,
yeah. No, low key, I'm like you're watching me.
Thank you.
Yeah. What?
The stanky leg, bro. Jennifer got a mean stanky leg.
No, I don't pull those moves at the rave.
I know.
I'm dancing sexy.
Right.
You know?
And I feel like at a rave, like I'm at my peak confidence.
Same.
Oh, really?
Like peak confidence. I've literally no one matters. You're in your best outfit.
Yeah.
Listening to some fun music.
Right.
You know? And like you're kind of drunk too, so you're always like a little more confident.
Yeah, low key, I'll be so confident. I go to the bathroom, I look fucked up. But I still go out there.
Dude, like one of the few things I went to, right? Like Emily was fucked. So I go near the bathrooms. Yeah, I notice near the bathroom, everyone is fucked.
Everybody.
Is that just a known thing at the rave?
Yeah. Bro. And it's like, if you're fucked up too, you don't really give a shit either.
Right.
Like
I'm
not like looking around.
When you're sober, it feels like zombies, bro.
Wait, that's so true that around the bathrooms or trash cans, there's always people squatting next to them.
Dude, of course, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. Yeah.
I love watching the videos after though. It's like we look so stupid, but like it's so funny.
It's actually so, it's such a weird concept.
No, it is.
Do you think at concerts it's weird though these days? Because everyone puts their phone up. All the time to record. Sometimes I'm like, bro, like you gotta just enjoy this shit, bro.
No, especially at like singer concerts.
Yeah. Is it OD these days or is it like just?
No, it's OD.
Honestly, I fall into it. I love. I know you do everything.
Yeah.
But I think it's just because I get really excited, and then I'm like, I have to see this later. You know.
No, because if it's like your favorite song, bro, like you gotta record it. True.
I love the 0.5 with the flash on and all of your friends are singing.
That's a vibe.
You've been in too many.
She's doing too many of those, bro. Like, you know when she turns the camera on, you gotta start dancing.
At least everyone's hiding. You go like this. Yeah. Jason loves the hand flick.
The hand. Huge hand guy.
The wrist flick.
It's the frat flick.
Yeah, the frat flick.
That's hilarious, bro.
But yeah, no, that's off. I'm cool off the rave talk.
Yeah.
But we gotta get you out to one though, for real.
Yeah, the escape idea is still in my brain.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. So at least it didn't leave you.
I was talking to Emily about how we were gonna go.
No. We need to convince Emily. Emily's down. That's the trick. That's really the trick.
Yeah. The problem here is Megan's been setting some things up behind my back. You know?
What are you talking about?
No. Next thing you know, Emily hits me with, "Bro, like you're gonna have to be the chauffeur for me and Megan. We might get drunk." I was like, "Bro, what is going on? I'm shocked."
She brought up the idea.
Yeah. No, she did. She did.
Like we're gonna have a beach day.
No,
she wanted the beach day.
Then she was like, "We're gonna have her drive."
Right.
You guys, we should throw a beach bonfire.
I'm so down.
In the summer.
We'd low
and just have all far. Like
the
all
nine for nine. Yeah. Up.
Oh, nine for nine.
Yeah,
bonfire.
Like a that beach would be day.
Lit, dude, that'd be so fun at CDM.
Yeah.
CDM,
like that.
HBA, anywhere.
Yeah, we can host.
Oh, we could legitimately set that up because it's close.
That's easy.
That's easy.
Hey, who's
that? $5 ticket fee?
No. It's just BYOB.
Yeah, I'm trolling.
Stop it.
That would be lit.
Right.
That would be super lit.
Like a party.
That'd be so fun.
Run some die, like all types of shit.
Oh, I'm so down.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Hey, let us know if you would pull up to the 9 for 9 bonfire.
Oh, that'd be fire.
It's getting hot too, bro.
Yeah. It is. All right. Should we get into what we did this week?
Yeah. Any updates?
Dude, I was going to tell you, Megu, you remind me of like Ihyori. Do you know who that is?
Wow.
I know exactly
you
what
don't know Ihyori?
Yeah.
Oh, she was the it girl. It girl.
Because she kind of dyes her
hair.
She had
that hair like that.
Yeah.
And she's a little more tan, too.
She is.
So, I'm getting more tan, too.
I feel like you are,
out in the sun and stuff.
Yeah, but
you know what I watched? Hierarchy.
I never watched that.
Oh, I saw that on Netflix.
Yeah. What is that? Fire?
I don't know, but I didn't watch it yet.
Uh-huh.
But the actors in there are
my
type.
Yeah. Dude, you should watch it. It's really good. It's kind of like giving Euphoria if K-dramas made a Euphoria version.
Oh,
okay,
interesting.
I'll watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
With like drugs and shit and all that?
Yeah, like drugs. They'd be like making out at parties. I'm like, what is
going on? Oh, that
is
different for Korean drama.
Hierarchy? It's really hierarchy.
Or Queen of Tears.
No, hierarchy.
No, it's you know new. I know Queen of Tears.
I don't know that one.
Oh, okay.
But this one is about like the Chebars. Chebars?
Yeah. It always
you know what
it's always Korean dramas
upper class,
love that.
Upper class.
Anyway.
Why do you watch that?
What is it not?
I don't know. I don't watch a lot of K-dramas.
Literally called hierarchy.
Dude, they love that plot
line. They love that
They got like
so
a
much.
Poor guy, right? Trying to go for a rich girl.
Dude, I love that plot line.
Is
it rich girl, poor guy, or rich guy?
Rich girl, rich guy, poor guy, dead guy. You have to watch it.
Whoa, dead guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's
should get spicy.
I'll check it out.
Interesting.
How many different ways can you
do that same storyline, my boy?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? The Americans eat it up though, because those K-dramas always do well on Netflix.
Always.
Dude. Yeah.
So.
Dude, I like that plotline story. Yeah. I want to be a Chebor.
Dude, it's because like Korean dramas. Uh-huh. it's not like American dramas where they're having sex in the first episode. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a slow
Such
burn.
Such a slow yeah, burn. Yeah.
And like, I feel like that's what people are gravitated towards.
Right.
Like yeah. a guy actually trying for for her girls.
Like episode 3 is like a handhold at most.
Right,
honestly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But this yeah. one's
no,
a little
like
different.
It's like a trip and fall into their alley. And then the it slow is. Motion.
It's
it
like
is.
Five
different camera angles. Getting the same shot.
Dude, I know. When they kiss too, it's like a 3-minute long kiss.
I know, it's so long.
Like, why would they do his tongue now?
Oh, do they?
I realized, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
I haven't seen
like
any recent
out.
Ones. That's crazy.
Yeah, they make
hierarchy.
Out now.
It's literally, I thought it was just the kiss and hold.
No,
like,
no.
Well, they make
dude,
out
that's
now.
Like old. Like, those are like 5 years
dude,
ago.
Dude, just hold it there. I'm like, what are you doing?
Dude, tell
that's
me what, crazy. I don't know. The K-dramas, they love to like replay the scene.
Dude, I was going to say that too,
replay,
yeah.
Replay, replay.
What's the reasoning behind that?
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I feel like it's
I
way
think
too
they're
long.
Just like,
yeah. It's like the first shot and then enter the OST, like
exactly.
the song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like angle.
No, that shit's OD, bro.
I love
did,
it
Did you do anything else though?
No.
Oh, big self-care day. That's
big
the main
self-care.
Thing this week.
I just have to paint my toes now.
Fire. Dude, no, recently, bro. So I've been hooping, bro. I don't know if any of y'all saw, bro.
I saw that.
Wait, did we include that in the last video?
Yeah,
we did.
Oh, we did?
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But basically, bro, now every single motherfucker just wants to play basketball for $1,000 all of a sudden.
Dude.
I barely got $1,000.
No, wait, did you win?
I didn't, but we didn't play for $1,000.
You?
No, we didn't play for $1,000.
Oh.
But that was a different guy from the last video.
It was a different
guy.
Oh, it's not the same
guy. I was just like, basically I was live, and then this dude was like, let's play for Iraq. And I was like, where are you from? He said, Irvine. And I was like, oh, I bet. Irvine High right now.
Yeah.
We linked that day, and then we just played. But then when it came down to it, we just decided to play for a hoodie, like a free merch. But my question is like, bro, should I take these offers, bro? Like,
take them. Yeah.
Like Jason, honestly, bro. Like,
I don't know. $1,000 is a lot.
It's a lot, bro.
It's
just
a lot
like
of money
over a fucking game of pickup.
Right,
like,
right.
And these are like our fans, right?
Right. So it's different, bro. Like, I can't like play. I can't like bump the fuck out this guy because he's like,
why
yo,
not?
Like, are you guys running physical 100 after? I'm like, yo, like, don't ask me those questions, you know.
No, yeah, I think you could bump them.
Bump them.
Yeah,
for the actual 1,000, I'm definitely bumping.
No. I think you can go hard in the game, obviously.
Right.
But like, it's just kind of like weird. Like,
yeah.
Like if you actually win, like, all right, yo, my Zell's this. Like,
yeah. You know, how does that Zell exchange go?
Yeah. Put in my this is my number.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
That's why you have to have a mediator who has the money in hand already beforehand.
Right. All I'm saying is if the one event happens with the dude from VA, I would love for you guys to actually come. Like,
no,
genuinely.
I'm coming.
Genuinely.
Yeah,
please,
yeah.
Bro.
I'm making posters.
Yeah. Like, talk some shit to the guy and shit. It's all good, bro.
I told you, bro. I'm
no,
I'm
we're not
some
doing
food
all
ready,
that.
Bro.
What the
do
fuck?
Do it at the Portola ones. They're really pretty.
Okay. Yeah, I'm there. But yeah, he was roasting me too. Right after I post the video, he DMs me. He's like, cardio looking a little rusty, eh? I'm like, bro, shut up. Why is he playing with me like that, bro?
Just get it in your head.
Yeah, bro. This little 19-year-old fucker. Nah, but shout out to you, my boy. He's actually a huge fan, though, for real.
No, that's the thing. I feel like these kind of things, like, you do it with, like, it's like beef.
Right.
Like, let's settle the beef.
Right.
One-on-one.
Right.
But now it's just like, it's like our fans.
Yeah.
No, I think it's fine. I think it's a cute thing.
No, I think you would do the one-on-one, but it's just like the 1,000.
Yeah, the 1,000's what gets me, bro.
Yeah,
like,
and
maybe
if you lose, are
oh,
you going to
cheese?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, well, I mean, I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
But yeah. But besides that, by the time this video comes out, the day before this, I'm going to post a banger video. So I just went to Jeremy Nestor's house yesterday.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
Dude, it was amazing, bro.
Oh,
so I wanted to tell you guys, bro, it
oh,
was
really?
So good, bro.
Aww.
Like, literally. So I walked in there. I told you guys I was a little nervous, right?
Yeah.
So before I start filming, I mentioned it to him, right?
Yeah.
This dude's like starts hugging me. He's what? Like, bro, I'm not going to let you go till you feel comfortable with me. I was like, what the heck? But it made me actually feel so comfortable.
Dude.
He broke the ice like this, right?
Yeah.
And basically a lot of the combo, you guys will see, it's going to be like an hour long video.
What?
Dude, we talked for 2 hours, bro.
Like, no, just sitting down.
But I'm going to break it short because Esther was talking too.
Yeah.
But a lot of the things we're talking about were very serious or like about podcasting and shit. And all I'm going to say is it's very good to like know that all podcasts go through the exact same shit
really?
We do. Like literally everything. Mm. And all the thoughts we have, Jason, like a lot of them are similar thoughts that they have. So I'm like, it's good to see that we're thinking in the right way to bring this podcast further. And we also talked about like religion. It was so interesting, bro. Because I don't know if y'all seen Vit goes to church now. He's a Christian.
Oh. Yeah.
And that to me was like the craziest thing I saw.
Right.
And I thought it was like them like putting that info onto him.
Yeah.
But it was him that watched. You know Johnny Chang?
Yeah.
It was Johnny Chang. He watched that Soft White Underbelly video, and he like sent it to him. But Johnny Chang, if you guys want him on a guest, he he could get it for us.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yes, I'm down. I would love that.
I would love that, too.
Yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about.
The tatted up guy.
Yeah,
he could set that up. So if you guys are interested, too, let us know in the comments. But
I love that.
Yeah, we could run that video. But I'm thinking going to church with them now on Sunday. Check it out.
Yeah, do it.
It's with Johnny Chang. So I was like, fuck, dude.
Is he the pastor at that church?
He's apparently not.
Oh, he just goes?
This guy's such a mentor to them. And I was like, bro, like, I would love if he would be open to being that for us.
Right.
Mm. They reach out to him with any problem, relationship, whatever, and he just like always has like the perfect verse and like a whole explanation, you know. But it was really nice, bro.
Going back to your talk with Jeremy.
Yeah.
What's like? So I know you talked about podcasting.
Podcasting. Yeah.
What are like kind of like the top advices that he gave you?
I mean, the thing is, he didn't really give me a specific advice for podcasting.
Oh,
because basically what he was saying is they're figuring it out too.
Right.
It's just it's very similar.
No, I think it was nice because it just helps you realize that we're not alone. You know,
exactly.
And it felt good to like be able to relate to somebody about such a niche topic.
Because we never get to talk to any of these people we meet like on that level.
Exactly.
But like right away, like I wanted to talk about like some deep ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Just to like break the ice and see if we're really like homies.
Yeah.
So I told him too, like it feels like for us joining the podcasting shit, it feels like the new kid who just transferred to a school and all these friends are made already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then I was like, bro, like y'all low-key let us into the group for at least a little, you know, we hung out with y'all and shit. So, and oh, dude, they were also talking about the whole friendship shit. How like, you know how Suburb Talks is kind of like the top podcast, right?
Right.
And like their friendship dynamic is so strong, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then they were saying like, obviously for us and them, it's not the same because we didn't all grow up together the whole time and like make all these videos for years.
Yeah.
So then like even they were saying like it's hard for them to like sometimes hang out outside of the pod and like do things like that. And just because of like they have different interests as well.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was just like, it's just refreshing to hear that other people go through the same things, you know? And I feel like we are on the right path and we're all like have the right ideas to take this shit further.
Aww.
Yeah. So it was super wholesome, bro. Like I loved it.
I like that.
Yeah. So we could all get some dinner with them soon, bro. Like they're hella chill, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Two cats,
dog. I was like, cute ass house, bro.
They got cats and dogs?
Two cats, one dog. They got the whole podcast set in their garage.
Yeah, dude.
Deep in LA, bro. It's deep in LA, bro.
Hey, shout out the UTI crew, man.
For real.
I know we
bro.
Haven't linked in a while, but shout out to them, man.
Big shout out, bro, to all you guys, bro. But they fucked with the hoodies too. They're like, the quality was great and all this shit.
But yay! I'm glad that you got to do that.
Dude, yeah, no, I'm super
happy. I really
happy.
Like them too.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's about it for me this week, bro. Honestly. Yeah.
You know how I've been off nicotine, and I don't mean to bring this back up again.
Okay, no.
But I have recently been feeling, and I don't know if it's because like I don't have any more dopamine hits, but I feel kind of numb. Like, I don't feel emotions like I used to.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's actually huge.
Do you
low key,
like so even
you don't get excited,
right?
Anymore.
I don't get excited, but also I don't get sad. Like when I feel sad, I can't cry.
What the?
Yeah, it's like my body's like not allowing me to like feel like the highs and the lows.
Are you off the Nick gum now?
I am. No, not the Nick gum.
Not the Nick gum yet?
But I definitely cut back.
I don't think this is from the Nick at all. I think
Oh, maybe it's a life thing.
I don't know if it's from the Nick thing. Maybe like, did you just start feeling like this? Or do you think it's kind of like festered and then it just kind of got to its max point now?
No, it's
recent.
Since I quit.
Since you quit. Yeah. Well, since, like, realist, like, give us a timeline. Like, are we talking a week here? Or, like, are you saying, like, since when you first quit, like, four weeks ago?
No, this week.
This week?
Yeah, this week in particular.
Also, I think it's the Nick.
I think it is, too.
Because if you cut down your gum, then I was going to say maybe now, finally, your body has no nicotine. Or way less than the usual.
But that shouldn't affect your dopamine or serotonin levels at all.
No, it does. Because your brain kind of rewires itself to, like, not... have those hits of like dopamine all the time.
No, I think it is a thing. I think it is a thing.
Yeah, it's like because every time you hit the Nick, it's like a dopamine hit.
Right.
But like now I'm cutting all those hits. Also, I'm not smoking weed anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like I just feel like I'm raw dogging life, honestly.
I think it's because it's a big change too.
Yeah.
You did it for
so many years.
Bro.
I know. Yeah. And I just feel like a little empty. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like it might be like a phase. I really don't
think
it's going to last a long time.
I think it's
time.
Temporary and that's what's keeping me like at bay.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's just how I'm feeling this week in terms of like withdrawals.
If
I think it is just withdrawals.
Yeah.
And plus like I feel like your life is just kind of like routine. So
right.
Like, and you've been
like
more
busy
too.
Something like something big. So there's nothing to look forward to.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah. I'm also doing like kind of a lifestyle change. Like I'm not going out anymore and getting hammered.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, do you go out your house these days?
Yeah, like, all the time.
Oh, you do? Okay. Because mm-hmm. I was going to say, if you're, like, staying inside all the time, too, like, that's mm-hmm, probably, mm-hmm. like...
No, I definitely make sure to, like, get exercise and stuff. Yeah, I've been prioritizing, like, my health for real.
Oh, that's good.
Like, I honestly feel like I'm hitting a rebrand.
Really?
Yeah, no, for rebrand. Real.
Are you going to change the IG name, too, or no?
No. dude, the IG name's iconic. What do you mean? No, someone's going to swipe that up so quick. Other gens trying to copy my swag.
Yo, would you be interested in running? Because I actually heard running provides a lot of dopamine.
Maybe.
I really like,
you'd be interested?
Really dude, like you it. Know I used to run like 5 miles a day in high school?
I did not know that.
Yeah. What the or in fuck? College. In college.
Oh, who knew?
Really? Yeah. Why?
Just because like, I don't know. I don't just know like why that. I did it. Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
Well, that okay. Well, that brings me to another point.
So I know I can do it.
I know. I maybe could pick up another little thing.
Yeah, I need like you a know? Hobby.
Yeah.
I was going to say, before Sala dipped, we were planning a physical 100 thing.
Dude, I know. People keep that. Mentioning
but then, yeah, so. Now that I thought you weren't going to be down, but if you used to run 5 miles.
Dude, I'm
shit.
Super down.
Oh, you're with
oh,
it?
Oh, wait, yeah. wait, wait.
Oh, let's see, that's what I'm saying. We didn't know.
Wait. Let's get the live prediction. What's the ranking with including Sala?
Okay.
Oh, including
Sala? Yeah, between us four. Yeah. We'll tell you what they said after.
This is for what, running?
All of it.
But it was the running one.
Okay,
yeah, that's
running.
The one.
Let's say running like 3 miles.
Yeah.
3 miles.
Yeah,
because one is kind of just like a sprint.
Right.
Okay, well, Sora runs, right?
She does.
Yeah.
So
she does.
She's probably gonna like be the most like stable.
Okay.
To have but the most like, stamina.
Wait, are you talking about like fast?
Who's yeah, like finishing first, yeah, yeah. second,
first.
Third, fourth.
Yeah.
Give your opinion first, and then we'll tell you all the other
dude,
shit.
Dude, I low-key feel like Jason has a pretty good chance.
Okay. Jason won. Who's two?
Two is Hora.
Okay. Okay. Who's three?
Three.
Who's three? Jennifer.
I think it's Megan.
Oh! Wow.
Yo.
Wow.
Dude, because like Megan exercises a lot.
She does. Wow. She
hits the gym a lot.
She
like,
do.
Paul, I feel like you right. are might struggle a little wow. bit. I'm not going
to
lie.
Really?
Like,
I thought common, he was first. I'm coming to a common theme, bro.
Yeah.
Every woman on the cast,
yeah.
or maybe everyone at home too, yeah. they think we're quite unathletic, bro.
No, I think... Dude. I never said they. I said you.
Yeah, me. That's ridiculous.
It's because you don't actively work out.
Right.
That's why
right.
I think that's no, why she thinks.
Yeah. And right. also, like, you smoke weed.
I know.
That is a huge factor, though.
Yeah. Like, weed smokers are usually lazy.
No.
A little bit.
No. Right here, I'm getting first.
Really?
Without a doubt.
Wait, so I mean, okay. finish the third and then...
I'd probably get last. Like third, fourth, and then I'd probably finish last. Okay. But I think, Paul, you would try to make first just to prove everyone wrong, but you'll be dead. Like, you'll be like...
I like,
think... you'll be on, like, your deathbed.
Right.
What did Sola say again?
Sola
said Megan first, I'm pretty sure. Me and you were, like, last, she said.
Yeah. Nah, Megan, I feel like she's...
I'm not first.
She's
I know
third
I'm not first.
Because, like... I feel like taller people have more advantage when running because like the strides.
Oh, you're thinking about it, okay.
Yeah, because like
that's
the strides are longer.
First,
yeah, that's why then he should be first.
Faster.
Nah, but I feel like I don't know why. I'm
it's
sorry.
Okay. I love the honesty.
I'm sorry, but I don't think your stamina is there.
No, that's valid.
We're talking about 3 miles.
3 miles is a lot. Okay, 1 mile, Paul, easy.
Okay, okay.
Paul's taking the cake.
Okay.
Because he's sprinting.
Right.
But three is more than you think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to start gassing up my athletic abilities on the podcast.
No, I'm sorry.
That is true, though, bro. If you smoke weed, like you're gassing out.
I am.
You're gassing out.
I am.
And you don't really work out consistently.
I have been now.
Oh yeah.
And basketball is also every time you play, you're running miles.
No,
that's
right.
True, that's
no,
true.
That, I think you'll be first.
Right. No. It's okay. I like this.
No,
like
this is not like to be offensive.
No,
like,
it's not. Yeah, it's not. No, I love this. I love this because the audience feels this way. And today, the podcast.
Yeah.
I was gonna settle my beef with the fans, bro. I'm athletic, bro. I don't give a fuck. No more humble.
No one thinks.
Who said? Who said you? Who said you were?
The fans.
Bro,
I swear to God, bro.
Bro got invisible beef, bro. You got invisible ops.
I haven't seen one comment.
I'm letting y'all know. There should be no doubt here, bro. There should be no
dude,
doubt.
Paul's
here.
That guy who's like they preying on my downfall. Like who's
I am.
Who's
they? That is me. I'll use anything as motivation.
Oh
that's true.
Oh my God.
But we should run this.
No. So you think you're taking the number one spot?
Yes, without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
I think at least 30 seconds out of anyone.
Oh, 30 seconds ahead
of anyone.
Oh my.
30 seconds ahead.
You know what I'm gonna win for sure? Plank.
So we got like other, we got hanging, but I don't know if hanging makes sense because like it's just, and then plank, and then.
I honestly feel like I'm last for everything. But like, honestly, I could try.
No, yeah, because you've been running and shit too, you said.
No, I don't run, I walk.
But still, your lungs are better.
Yeah, my lungs are better.
Your lungs are better. Okay. But my lungs are still like under the works.
Wait, what place do you think you would get in the running?
Third.
Third.
And then first and second is?
I'm getting first in plank. For surely. Okay.
What's your estimated time on that right now?
I've done it for 4 minutes once.
Oh, that's good. Shit. I can't lie. That's good.
Four is great. Four is crazy.
What are some like gender neutral workouts?
That's pretty gender
neutral.
That's
a gender one. Plank, but running.
This wall sit.
Wall sit is.
Yeah.
Wall sit might take a minute though.
Dude, yeah.
No, but it will, but.
It'll get pretty.
Yeah, it'll end
but also,
intent.
There's a lot of cheating, too. It's like the angles in which you're wall sitting.
Right. I was going to say the birth simulator shit. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
That's like the
yeah.
pain testing.
Oh, we
or
definitely
we
have
could
to
do
that.
Swimming, but. That's like kind of.
Swimming!
First place, baby!
Swimming? Yeah, I'm not that confident, but
I'm
we
not
could
that
run swimming.
Good swimming either.
Yeah, we could run swimming. Shit.
No, but physical 100, we got to do that shit.
Yeah, I didn't know you were down, so let's definitely set that up soon then.
Yeah, I'm down.
Oh,
and it's summer.
But, like, I'm just like. A little embarrassed, but it's okay. Because
like we can make a joke.
No,
though.
It's
I feel
not
like
embarrassing.
Be a funny ass
it's
video,
funny,
bro.
Yeah.
Like 1 mile in. Jennifer, are you okay?
She's like walking.
Yeah, running interview while midway. Like that.
Bitch, I can run a mile.
3 miles might take like.
No, 2 miles. I'll definitely
30
be there.
Minutes?
Yeah, dude. Honestly, I'm gonna be dead. I'm gonna be dead.
All right, I'm gonna start training then.
Yeah. Let's set up what sometime in July.
Yeah, we could do July for sure.
Is the first
Paul at the number four spot's crazy.
Yeah,
though.
There's no way I'm getting four.
We should do slap competition.
Oh, like the power slap? Bro, that shit's crazy, bro.
No,
that
yo, shit's that
crazy.
Be kinda funny, though?
That'd be hilarious, bro. Have you seen those in slow-mo, bro?
No, but just the guys.
No, I do not want to get smacked that hard, bro.
Why not? Yeah. It goes both ways,
dude,
though.
I'm going to go first, then I quit.
No, that's not
bro,
fair.
Bro, did you? There was one. I think it was a little animated. The guy's head turned around, bro. They slapped him so hard, bro. No, that's
dude,
just
those
crazy.
Are so. It's like I can't take it seriously at all.
Power slap?
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh and then God. I see them slap each other. Like, yeah. It wasn't even that hard.
Dude, I would be worried, bro. I would be worried straight up, bro. How did we start talking about this?
No, but no, the physical 100. The physical 100. Coming soon. We'll actually do that.
Yeah,
I guess
we'll
just do the running.
No, we should do
running,
it.
Running, plank,
we
and then literally go. We can hold. I think that's fair.
We should do it July 20th.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hanging? You want to do hanging?
Hanging I can do.
Yeah, that's pretty
hanging.
Fair.
No,
I
it's
can't
like
go
not
that long.
Hanging. It's like you keep, yeah, the bar is right here.
Oh, fuck. No, I'll drop right down.
Yeah, that's hard for girls.
Dude, I'll drop.
You can do it.
Upright position?
Yeah.
Bro, that's
isn't
hard.
That how you normally do it?
No, bro, I can't even.
Yeah,
we
can make it easier.
Like
literally that, like you just hang.
Yeah, it's just hang. Let's just
that's
hang.
Pretty okay. Fair. Because, yeah.
Well, okay. Oh, that's what they do with the little military things. You know, they come to your school and they're like, how long?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And see, that's hard, too. Like, you're
right.
Not, you're not even lasting a minute. For
right.
That,
right. Yeah. It's pretty hard. But that's a cool. That's three events.
Yeah.
That'll take a while, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Someone's going to take an hour to run 3 miles. No cap. I think that's possible, bro.
30 to 40 minutes.
30 to 40.
I think 45
no, 30,
max.
No way.
10 minutes per?
Yeah, no way. Because it's going to go slower as you go.
Yeah.
10 minutes per is like
30 to 40, it'll be done.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I hope so.
I think
let's do it though. Get excited at home.
Yeah, bro. Come on. This is easy.
Yeah, this is great. Yes. This is a great activity.
Out of the girls though, I think Sola's probably Sola's third. Sola's third
that's
in
the
round.
I don't know, because Sola exercises a lot, but I saw the mile time, bro. It's like 12.
No, it's a consistent slow though.
Right,
it's
right,
a
right.
Consistent
right.
Slow. But she's running
I think
the whole
I'm
time.
A consistent slow. Yeah.
Really?
And then
I'm
like Megan.
Sprint at the end.
I low key feel like Megan could beat Sora, maybe.
Really? I really think it's whoever tries hardest, bro.
No, yeah, that's
true.
If
you run one lap and the other girls are like jogging and then just jog the rest of them, you're good.
I'm a try hard too, so, and I'm very competitive.
Yeah.
I'm not that competitive, that's the thing.
Dude, oh my.
I
thought about IKEA, I
give up
bro.
Easily. Dude, you know what we can also do for another funny bit?
What?
We can, we kind of did the hot chip challenge, but like, we should do something with that
and then
running.
Try it.
Wait, yeah. No, we should definitely run that back.
Yeah.
Because I lost last time.
Dude, you know how like, there's like 1 million Scoville peppers?
Oh, there's that worst one now?
No, there's
no,
always
there's
those
always
pepper
like
shit.
Bad
yeah.
Scoville
oh,
ones.
Oh, yeah.
From like the depths of India.
9 for 9, Hot Ones. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, that would be nice too. That'd be fun. Yeah, that'd be
great. We're just discussing video ideas and shit mid pod.
My bad.
Yeah, sorry, sorry. I brought that up. Sorry. Off track.
But if you like any of these ideas, you know, let us know. Yeah.
No, we got to cut them, bro. Someone's going to take it.
Dude, you know what we should try too? We should try to drink like a bottle of Sprite and then try to talk in the mic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to cool.
And try to have like
a great punishment.
Have you seen the burping
one?
Yeah.
They're so funny.
Yeah.
They're
all burping.
And like have like buckets next to us.
We should do the Great American, what is it called?
Oh, the Great American Challenge?
Yeah, the Great American.
Dude, it's like
smoking and eating.
Yeah, it's like
it's
10.
Like, it's like a 30 rack, two big pizzas.
Like yeah, it's like joints. two joints and then like one handle.
Yeah.
We can maybe complete that.
Dude, no, but I did that once with these like frat dudes.
No.
And they literally all had like bags ready for like to yak.
God, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's literally just like who finishes first.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Cool.
Dude, that's like that's such a frat thing.
It's such a frat thing.
To like drink as much as you can just to throw it up and then drink it again and then throw up.
That's crazy, bro.
So nasty.
Yeah.
Now we'll get into the questions.
Yep.
Yes.
Megan, you're gonna start?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay.
This is a funny one.
Okay.
What are some good aftercare tips?
Oh.
After what?
After doing
you know,
the deed.
You know, have you seen those TikToks where it's like aftercare at Panera and it's like two people eating Panera?
No, wait. I haven't.
You know what I'm
so
about?
Aftercare, you gotta take them out.
No. It's like a funny TikTok trend right now where it's like it's like he knows aftercare and you guys are like sitting at a restaurant and the hair is hella messy.
Oh, I see.
You
what
know
you're
what I'm
saying.
About?
Okay,
yeah.
I think one big thing is you guys have to cuddle after.
Really?
Yeah, like
Mando. Even on a hookup though.
Yes, I mean
no,
okay.
No.
Not on the hookup, but
I feel like it should be a nighttime, and then you just sleep right after.
Yeah, but so you'd be covered. You know, like reach out for a cuddle.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
I feel
true.
Like you shouldn't just go on your phone.
Yeah, right away is crazy.
Yeah,
right away is mean.
Right away
what
is
else
right
is like a proper aftercare? Like bringing the towel.
Yeah, bringing the towel.
Bringing
yeah,
the towel
thing.
And water.
A water
too.
Needing
to the girl first.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, water.
A big one is letting the girl sip the water first.
Yeah. He's like, oh, here you go. Yeah.
That's the right way.
I also like a good little late night snack after.
Mm. Yeah,
snack. You do get hungry, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, bro.
I mean, it is like exercise.
Yeah.
You replenish
like
those electrolytes. Okay, but also, I don't know if this is corny, but maybe like a little forehead kiss.
Right. No, honestly,
you
though.
Know what?
Yeah. If you like the girl, that's
you.
It means
a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the only problem is, it's like sometimes, like, I think
why
about
why are you
it.
Laughing? Dude.
No, go ahead. No,
I was just gonna say, like, if you do it to a girl that's not feeling you, it's like she's gonna be like, yo, what the fuck?
Why did you guys fuck then?
I mean, like, it's like a hookup situation.
Oh, okay.
I think a girl wouldn't mind
no.
a forehead kiss.
Oh,
they
regardless?
Would love that, regardless. Yeah. Dude, even if it's a hookup, I think that would be very like she would feel safer.
Yeah. But
really?
Don't be doing that shit if you don't like the girl. You know,
because
like forehead kisses.
Oh,
yeah,
they're dangerous.
Have you guys ever heard that like close that blinds your third eye? Like when a guy does that.
Leo,
that's funny. Oh
no, that shit makes sense.
Dude, that does make sense.
Do you guys do that to girls you don't even like?
Forehead kiss?
Nah. I'm getting better at that, bro. So,
yeah.
I think leading
I'd
girls
be,
on.
I'd yeah. be I'd be like kissing their cheek.
Cheek.
I go like. Mm-hmm. And then leave.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
The moment.
Yeah,
you. The three. Yeah, bro.
Dude, the aftercare is, I don't know. It's kind of like always weird for me because, like, dude, you're always like getting the towel, dude. Do you hate like when I literally cover my ass, bro. When I walk away, I cover my ass, bro.
You're gay, bro. What do you mean, bro? Why are you covering your ass?
Dude, like, I just don't like girls seeing my ass, bro. Like, straight up.
I mean,
straight
it is
I
a
think
little...
you're thinking about it too much.
Yeah, you're thinking
no,
you're
but like I know Jason, though. No, Jason is like, it's hard for you to, like, let go completely. So I expect you to do that, honestly.
Yeah.
But what do you do, bro? It's kind of sillier.
No,
running,
yeah.
like... Like, what are you doing,
no,
bro?
That's like icky. Yeah.
But walking like this?
No. It's like a joke now.
Oh, okay.
But I'll just like literally just put my hand there, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, you know what I mean?
Right. Mm. But at least it's a joke then. It's just like funny.
Yeah.
Does a girl care?
care about seeing the butt.
Yeah, I feel like a girl might joke around with you too. Wants to, yeah, yeah, bro. Exactly. Girl wants
to, I'm just like, yo, it's
doesn't she
weird.
Like press? She'll press you like, yo, like let me see.
No, because I do that, like they'll want to see it more.
Right.
If I don't like him, I don't want to see it. I'll turn off. Yeah. I'll pretend to sleep.
But I mean, there is also something about a guy walking so confidently with like out any coverage
exactly.
that like picks me out a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Especially from the backside.
Yeah, dude. From the backside.
I don't think anyone's walking like too confident.
Yeah,
like,
no. No, like I feel like guys like when they swing their arms while they walk and like I see their butt, it's just like, yeah, dude, what's up?
And it's funny because they always have the worst tan line. It's like it's like the short tan
for
line.
Real, bro. Yeah, for
their butt is so white.
Like at least like crouch a little or something.
Crouch?
Like, no,
what? No, crouch is worse. No, crouch is worse.
You know when you're just like crouching like this?
Yeah, yeah.
And like kind of like tiptoeing.
Right, right, right.
Versus just like so confidently like swinging your arms.
Really? Honestly, like, I don't really care. I'd rather them just do what they need to do, come back. If they're, like, making a big old show about hiding their ass.
Yeah, I feel like it makes it weirder if it's, like, you're, like, intentionally covering it, you know? Because I don't think the girl minds
or
anyway.
I guess you can make it funny.
Yeah, I don't
know. Low-key, I don't really care that much because, like, I'm just, like, laying there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
just
looking at the ceiling anyway.
Going off of this, though, this is hella random, but do you find it attractive if a guy has a nice ass? Like, nicely built ass and thighs, we'll say.
No, honestly, like, it just makes me want to smack it.
Like, I don't think it's, like, attractive. I think it's, like, cute, you know?
It's more of like a
but I'm not, like, thing. That's 2 points because of your ass.
Right, right.
When a dude has a shelf, I'm like, yo. Like, why it's sturdier than mine?
Right. No, some guys got something back there, bro.
No, they low-key, dude, like... Yeah. Because I feel like most guys with asses have, like, that build that, like, it's like a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah. They're bulkier.
Dude, some of my guy friends have a bunta on them, bro. Like,
no, dead ass.
And I'm like,
I
where did
like
this come from?
Some girls like that.
No, yeah, it's like a funny,
cute
bit thing.
Okay.
You know, like, but you have a nice ass. Yeah, but I'm not going to be like, I'm dating this dude because of his ass, guys. Right. You will not believe the butt he has.
Dude, and low-key, some dudes, where's your waist?
Oh, shit. That is a thing, too.
For real.
That is a thing.
So real, bro. Literally
like,
so real.
Like, waist gone. I'm like, gone. Yo, low-key, better proportions than me.
Literally. Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Wait, what do you mean?
My brother has the most snatched waist in
the
entire
like,
world.
Dude.
Like, you mean it's just like, slim?
Yeah
some dudes like their waist is like really like
it's like petite, it's bro.
Yeah,
like
petite.
Wait, but you guys naturally because your hips are wider,
right?
Your waist is wider, right?
Yeah,
it's like
we're talking about
the waist but above the waist.
Yeah,
the girls like this the hourglass shape.
Right,
shit.
Right.
Yeah. Dude, all the girls love that these days, bro. I mean, I'm sure they always have, but like, I don't know, dude.
Wait, also I have a question. Mm-hmm. Can guys build that like pelvic V line or no?
I feel like they can,
the
no?
V?
Yeah.
You know about the V. You know about the V, Jason.
I feel like that's part of the ab.
It is part of the
abs.
It is part of the ab.
Okay.
So if they have a tight core, then yeah, they would have one.
I feel like you could build it. Those buff ass like influencer guys, like it's like
it is like a kind of like a shelf.
Yeah.
It's because you gotta bring your hip bone out.
Yeah.
That's what creates
shit,
it.
Bro.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe some guys it's more prominent than others.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I think is most attractive, though? The back.
Ooh.
Oh, that is a good question.
Back.
What's, like, the most attractive body part?
The back.
I love me some good back, but also, like, the forearm.
Forearms.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I love some forearm veins.
Oh.
They like the veins. They don't want it thick, though. They like the veins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't like it if it's too veiny, though.
Really? Oh.
Dude, I low-key love the veins on the skinny guys.
I thought she was talking about the thick forearm. I was like, damn. You like the gym bros.
Bro, you know I don't like gym bros, Paul.
You know, I like it when guys have really broad shoulders.
Love that. Like Dorito.
Love that.
Like swimmer shoulders.
Dude, I love swimmer shoulders, too.
Dude, they're very attractive.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm.
And I like it when you can see, like, the little bump.
Yeah,
dude, yeah. I can't lie. Even I like seeing those guys where I'm like, holy cow, they're wide.
Yeah, wide.
It's the shoulder separation, bro.
Something.
It's so hard to get that fucking mid delt, bro. It's
dude, they
so
could like
hard,
hang
bro.
A coat on there. Bro.
Yeah,
it's like, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, it's like that. Guys who do like the butterfly swim.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm like,
I love how you
sexy.
Know that. How do you know that?
Yes, exactly. Dude, something I don't like though is like a lot of tall guys are super slouchy.
Hella slouchy.
Yeah, and I literally always like tap their back. I'm like, stop slouching.
Yeah,
because it makes you look more attractive if you're like present.
For sure.
If you have a good posture.
Yeah. I don't like guys that legs are too thick.
Oh really?
Yeah, I like skinny legs.
Yeah, only guys like thick legs.
Oh,
it's like only guys will appreciate other guys' thick legs.
I agree.
Otherwise, it just makes you look short as fuck. You know?
Right.
I guess so.
I don't like the super bulky thigh.
Damn, I didn't know that. I thought girls
like. Where like the little thigh, the teardrop muscles like popping out.
Yeah, I hate that. Oh my god, yes.
What is that?
There's a teardrop muscle. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I hate that.
No, I don't really like it.
Hate's a strong word.
Yeah, hate's a strong word.
Yeah,
not my
favorite.
Cup of tea.
Dude,
yeah,
it's the guys with the biggest thighs that will wear the shortest shorts.
Oh yeah, because they gotta show it off, bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, you know what else I really like? You know when there's like a skinnier guy, but then he has like a little bit of cleavage.
Oh, and you can see
yeah,
it.
And you can see it like,
through
right?
the shirt, right?
Dude, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh my god,
that's sexy. I like that. That's what I want to get.
Like
chest?
A chest,
like
their
chest is puffed up, so like the shirt almost like gets slightly tucked under that little crevice.
Yes.
You see the chest out. Michael B is great with that. Michael B. Jordan. Yeah.
Yes. And they have like
Michael
the little unbutton.
Yeah, great look.
The unbutton, and you could kind of see like
it's
the
like
muscle.
A little cleavage coming from here.
Yeah. No, one of my buddies got that. You know, Insogi.
You know, I got that after.
Okay, moving into the next question.
Okay.
This is for the girls, but would you rather be with a rich guy that's not the best looking and he doesn't really treat you that good, but he could like supply you with whatever you want? Or a guy that actually looks good, mm-hmm. and then his personality is also great, treats you well, but he has barely any money. So he can't take you to any good places, can't take you to vacation. Mm. Which one's better?
Oh, man. Here comes the 50-50 warriors,
yep,
bro.
Yep. This is a tough one. This is a tough one.
Wait, the first guy is rich, but what?
Ugly?
He's rich. He's only rich, but he doesn't look the best and he doesn't even treat you that well, but he buys you everything you want.
Oh, I want the latter. Dude, when I was younger, I only wanted a rich guy, right? But fuck that. Like, if I'm getting cheated on and shit, I don't like that.
No, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's not worth it to me.
What if I took out the cheating element? And we'll say that the broke guy is like, he's actually really broke. It's like, you're worried, like, yo, like, fuck, are we going to be able to, like...
Make rent?
Yeah. Like, you know, you're not eating out as often.
Ooh,
like, that level.
I like to eat out.
That's what I'm saying. Because I thought about it, yeah.
Something I kind of realized about myself is that, low-key, I was kind of spoiled growing up by my parents, like, a lot, you know? Like, I've been handed things a lot, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so that's why I feel like when it comes to a relationship, I look more for words of affirmation and acts of service rather than gifts, I feel like, you know?
You do, actually. You do. Yeah,
I really appreciate if a guy, like, were to tell me that they love me this much rather than them giving me... Obviously, I would love a Van Cleef necklace, you know? I'm not going to say no, but I'm just saying, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like there's, like, a little balance to it.
Yeah.
Okay, if I cut the cheating, I'll take the rich guy.
Right. Because I love the realist.
Dude,
because,
like... You know, like, more than half of marriage failed because of money issues.
That's what I'm saying, I'm sure.
So, like, realistically, I want to live comfortably.
Right.
And, like, I also want my children to not grow up with that worry.
Yeah.
So, I think overall, I'll take the, you know,
right,
not loving me as much.
Yeah.
For security.
Right.
Because I crave security at the end of the day. But, yeah, no cheating.
Yeah. No, that's super interesting, though, no? Because, like, I was thinking about this literally, right? I was like, the stage of life I'm in right now, right? Like, say I were to treat a girl good and everything, and I can't get her all the shit she wants. It's like, I feel like in this modern age, like, a lot of people are going to go with the rich guy who could take care of the girl and the family.
For sure.
You know what
I
mean? But that's kind of sad at the same time, you know?
It is.
But,
dude, you know, on top of that, they are cheating,
too.
Yeah,
they are cheating, yeah.
Exactly. Like, infidelity. But it's like... honestly, when I look at those women...
Yeah, what do you think?
It's really hard, but, like, I have respect for them in a way.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, it's not easy to go through that and, like, know that your husband is, like, entertaining other women, might have, like, families with other women even.
Yeah.
But, like, I think they're in a place where they feel like they can't leave. Like, they don't really have their own thing going, so, like, they stay. And, honestly, that's, like, a really sad reality.
Yeah.
It is, bro.
Yeah, so it's like
you gotta do what you gotta do to survive at that point.
It's actually survival.
Yeah. In this
crazy world, bro.
It is crazy, but also I can see someone that didn't come from much thinking that that's the best option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, that's why it's interesting though, bro. Because that also means like for some guys, like basically like the main goal is just to get as much money as you can.
Dude, honestly, that's really the cheat code for life.
Right, right.
As a guy, as a man, as a man.
I think, dude, women actually rule the world, bro.
Women rule the world. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
If there was no girls, bro, then guys wouldn't try as hard for anything.
Oh yeah. Bro. Oh yeah. 100% agree. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. 100% agree.
Yeah, that is very true.
I feel like women give power. I feel like
masculinity has to be earned, and femininity has to be protected.
I like that. Yeah.
Damn, I never heard that one.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm gonna go to the next question.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. This is for everybody. Do you guys think too many young people these days are just focusing on getting into relationships too much?
I think it's always been. You think it's just today, like in today's age?
No. Well, we'll just say in general. Do you think young people like are trying to get into relationships too soon?
I think young people are trying to grow up too fast.
Facts.
Mm. Yeah.
Facts.
Literally, like, I am so thankful I never had TikTok in high school.
Dude,
like, I literally think about this all the time. I'm like, I would not want to be in high school with social media.
We were in high school with social media.
Not
though.
TikTok, though. And, like, it
what
was,
do
like,
you, what
Instagram.
Do you think, what do you think would have happened if you had TikTok in high school?
I don't know. I feel like there's so much, like, I don't know. I just like that I kind of grew up with not too much. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I literally look at a girl, and I can't tell if she's 21 or 13. Sometimes.
No, literally. Dude,
yeah, you know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of scary.
Looks so much older than they
so
used to.
So much older. Dude, yeah. And yeah, I wouldn't say they're trying to get into a relationship. Maybe they might be
they're
more fixated.
More
yeah, they're more
anything?
They're trying to grow up more, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's always been that way though, as Megan said. Like, people all want love.
Yeah. But do you think they're trying too early as well?
Too
I'm
early?
Saying. Yeah. Like, should they be waiting till they're later, like older?
To date?
Yeah.
I honestly feel like you should get heartbroken in high school.
Oh, okay. No, I was thinking, I'm thinking like 13, 12.
Oh, 13 and 12?
That's these days. It's like.
Are they having sex?
Dude, they are, bro.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, the world's so.
Not a lot of them. Not like. But not the majority.
Yeah, not the majority, but I would say more than when we were 13.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Dude, they all got vapes and shit at 13,
12. Yeah, but vapes? I've been having sex.
Dude, no, they're exposed for sure. Yes, dude. Because of TikTok and stuff like that. Definitely. Like, I think TikTok directly correlates with more younger kids' suicide deaths.
Maybe.
Definitely.
For sure.
Because also, they're so young and they see all this negativity on all this social media shit.
Yeah.
Like,
we talked about this.
Yeah. But at that age, it's like, bro.
No, it is true.
Ruthless, bro.
Yeah, young kids are impressionable, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I feel like, I don't know, it's kind of scary. I kind of feel bad that they didn't get to experience some things that we did.
Same.
In a certain way. Yeah. Like, they won't understand, like, not really having a place to hang out and, like, having to go, like, hang out in the park pretending
dude,
it's the woods
yeah.
or something.
And, like, finding, you know?
Dude, that feels lit.
Finding a place to smoke your apple pipe.
For real?
Dude, and, like, making your first apple
pipe. For real, bro. Dude. Apple pipe's a classic.
And then you don't have a lighter.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to steal one from my dad and shit.
Yeah. Or using your stove and,
yeah,
like, trying to use a thing.
Stove. Or, like, a candle lighter.
Exactly. Dude, yeah. You know what's been really popular with the kids these days?
What?
Electric bikes.
Oh,
my God. Yeah, there's
dude,
so many.
Yeah. You know, I've really, like, loved seeing kids on those. And then there's, like, a girl on the back. I'm like, me and who?
No, for real. Like, literally everywhere I go in Irvine, all the kids have an electric bike.
They do.
That's, like, the new
South
wave.
South OC, bro.
It is the wave. It is
but
the
it's
wave.
Those rich kids. I'm not going to lie. It's
It's the Irvine kids.
Dude, I looked how much that shit is that they drive. Yeah. It's 4K.
No,
yeah, it's because it goes fast as fuck.
No,
really?
Yeah.
I'm just like, yo, why can't you fucking pedal your own bike, bro?
Dude, yeah.
But the thing is, I get it. Though. Like, if every kid has an electric bike, like, I'm gonna get my kid an electric bike.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Bro.
They're like, mom, where's my bike?
Yeah.
Exactly, bro. You go to Dana Point, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, all of them, bro.
Yeah.
No,
and I see them, like, they just, like, park it like it's a fucking car.
Yeah.
And they're, like, posted. They're, like, posted, bro. Like,
yeah. And they're young bulls, too.
That's pretty lit, though, because they can get around places with that.
It is. It is.
I was a biker.
You were a biker?
I biked every day.
Same.
Elementary and middle school.
Oh, really?
Dude, yeah. I would bike to McDonald's.
No way.
Yeah, when I was younger.
Through and through, you're a McDicks girl, bro.
I know. Dude, I grew up on McDicks.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What's the go-to order? Just curious.
McChicken. I'm a McChicken.
You don't like the spicy McChicken?
No, I don't like the spicy stuff from there.
Whoa, what? The spicy nuggies were insane though.
No, I know. Oh, Jason damn. Likes those too. Yeah.
The spicy nugs are crazy.
I do like the spicy nugs.
It's just so good.
Yeah, it's great.
And okay. the fries.
It hits when it's right, when it's
when
fresh.
You're like fucked
up. I'm more of a Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell.
I really like Taco Bell.
Really?
Not really. Yeah.
Dude, I love Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's great. There's one right here, too. That's
no,
why.
I literally go to this one with my friends when we're drunk.
It's open
24
hours.
What do you get? I don't like the meat.
I get the potato soft taco.
Oh, really?
What?
Mm-hmm. The soft taco. And the new chicken crispinada.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I'm a big quesadilla kind of guy.
Quesadilla. That's the only thing I get from there.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't like the meat.
Yeah. Mm. Well, the chicken quesadilla
yeah,
is
the
not
chicken
bad.
Quesadilla
yeah,
the chicken quesadilla is delicioso.
With the freeze Baja Blast.
Oh.
Amazing combo.
No, Taco dude, Bell. The soda one's so much better.
Soda one's amazing.
I like the soda one more.
Yeah.
Freeze melts quickly.
It does. Oh, so fast, bro.
I just love the potato soft tacos.
Yeah, I never tried that, but it sounds good.
They're delicious. They have a special sauce in them.
Wait, what are like two foods from different countries that you think would go super well together? That's not already like a combo.
Huh. Dude, but they already they already tried a lot of fusion stuff.
They did. They
like
did.
Korean and Mexican go...
That's
yeah.
exactly
so good
I was
together.
Like, bulgogi quesadilla. I think
dude,
would hit. Bulgogi
quesadilla would go fire.
That sounds fire, bro. Like, shit like that,
that's
though.
That's definitely already a thing.
No, it probably is.
Yeah,
it probably
it's
is.
Definitely a thing. Maybe Indian curry udon.
Indian
oh, that would be good.
Udon.
I'm
that
thinking, like, the
did
coconut Indian curry.
I make Japanese curry.
I'm thinking, like, a little coconut curry with some udon noodles. That shit sounds fire.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, that shit sounds fire.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, no, I think that's like very
Thai.
Like Thai, yeah. Or like Laos Thai. Or something.
Something.
You know what fuck with heavy? Vietnamese food.
Oh, Vietnamese food's great.
Yeah, slap. Vietnamese yeah. dude. That's the fish sauce.
The fish oh yeah. The so nuk mup. Yeah, amazing, bro.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
It's a little funny, goofy one.
Mm-hmm.
Which celebrity do you think you could pull?
Pull?
Oh, that's a good
oh,
question.
That's crazy. I want to hear the girls' answers, bro. I feel like it's much higher level than us, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my
dude,
God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys know, I think on a good night.
Uh-huh.
Central Z?
No.
Oh.
Who?
Paul from Beef.
Dude, honestly.
On my best night, though.
Oh, wait, honestly? Oh,
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
even
yeah.
think it has to be the best night.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think.
He would like a girl like you,
yeah.
I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, this is happy. Just like for the night, right?
Right.
Or we're talking
right.
about like to like date.
I'm just saying in general, like you could pull him. I have mine. If John Summit were in the Oxford study, if you like Asian girls, I feel like it could happen.
Dude, yeah.
I was gonna you say know? That. I feel like you guys can pull probably any DJ.
Yeah.
DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most
maybe.
Part. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to date a DJ.
Because I'm only thinking like Asian wise because I
right.
don't know how who oh. these like other dudes like
mm-hmm.
or their type but maybe like
dude I really feel like you could really pull like any rapper just because rappers are so horny too
yeah. like a Cench kind of guy like honestly who knows
nah bro. You're not pulling Cench he has a girl
oh yeah
you're
yeah.
not you're not pulling Cench
yeah
but like any like oh,
I want Cench though Central C is
Tekka.
My wait who's your guys' celebrity crush. Mine is Central C, bro. Oh my God.
Matthew McConaughey. McConaughey.
Really?
McConaughey.
You like that white man?
Dude, and Paul Rudd, bro.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah, she said
Paul
Rudd.
I love Paul
dude,
Rudd.
Dude, you like Dilfy guys.
I love
Dilfy
guys. Dilfy,
bro.
Yeah,
you're like fucking
Dilfy.
Ant-Man.
Like beekeeper age.
Oh my gosh, yes, Ant-Man.
Oh my goodness.
Dude, you know someone who I would really want to go on a date with?
Who?
Like Michael Cera.
Who's that?
Wait, who is that guy again?
From Superbad.
Superbad.
Yeah, Superbad. Michael Cera, but Jonah Hill.
He's
skinny guy.
He's in Barbie.
Oh.
Allen.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Are you trying to think, bro?
I'm trying to think, but
yeah.
No, I'm just like, yeah, it's so much easier for girls.
Yeah.
Maybe
okay,
an
I'm
athlete?
Gonna put out a crazy one. I'm gonna get flamed right now.
Okay, put it
I'm gonna, yeah, just for jokes. on the best night. Best night. Amy Flamey.
Who the fuck
Amy
Flamey.
Is that?
Amy?
Speeds Amy.
Oh,
oh what?
Speeds Amy.
Bro, you're tripping.
You're tripping, bro.
Bro.
Are you high? Are you high?
I'm high.
I'm
high.
I'm kidding. Honestly?
Hey, man, who knows, bro?
Who knows?
Her
maybe
price. No. Her price just went up.
Her price went up.
But even before
I'm
that,
talking
bro,
like a 5 years later.
5 years later?
No, okay, I don't know. I don't know.
How old is Amy?
I don't know.
I think she's like 23 or 22. She's young.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's younger.
But you know what I mean? They gotta be like a TikToker or some shit.
Yeah.
Like an actress, like fucking with me and Jason right now.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's definitely a little.
You know an athlete I think you could pull? Austin from the Lakers.
Austin Reeves. You Austin think you could pull Austin Reeves? Oh, this is a clip right here. No way.
Please.
Austin Reeves.
Who's Austin Please, Reeves? Austin Reeves.
That's crazy.
He's just a white boy.
We should insert some photos of these guys for the, for the audience.
So
yeah. Reeves, Austin Reeves. Holy cow. If you did that, I'd be very impressed.
No, I'm just talking Oxford study style.
I really think, like, literally the rappers, I think the hardest thing for you guys is to just get in the same room.
Yes.
But if you're in the same room, then, like, I feel like all these, like, Kodak, like, Ski Mask and all, all down. Like, I feel like it's...
Definitely.
I fuck around, even Future, low-key. I feel
I low-key feel like I would be really popular with Korean rappers. I've always thought that.
Yeah, I think for sure.
Yeah,
right.
All those motherfuckers.
No, that's
bro.
Easy. That's like that's like literally so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you definitely got that's crazy.
Jay Park?
Not Jay Park.
Jay Park's tough.
Jay Park. I think Jay Park because he has like an image.
Right.
But like, I think anyone.
I don't think it's out of the question though.
It's not.
Jay? Yeah, yeah.
I don't think so either.
Definitely not.
Well, who would you say are like top TikTokers? That you think are attractive.
Like Noah Beck. You think Noah Beck?
Oh my god.
Pull Noah Beck?
I don't want Noah Beck. I'm cool off Noah
Beck. Bryce Hall.
No, Bryce.
Dude, no, all those white guys, like, oh.
Like Jaden Hostler.
Oh, I think he's good looking.
Oh yeah. My god. I don't think I can pull him.
Yeah,
I don't think I could. I can never pull him either.
Dude, he was just like, that Kylie Jenner.
Yes. Stassi Baby.
Karanka.
That's insane to me, bro. For a girl, it's just like, it's actually very possible.
No, it's so possible.
Yeah,
bro.
But for us, it's like actually so far back. Yeah, it's like, bro, can't even think of anyone.
Honestly, bro.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear yours. There you go. Let's hear it. Jason.
I really think like if this is given that like we're in the same room.
Same room.
And like she gives me the opportunity for me to talk.
Okay. You know what I mean? That's a like, lot. Okay, okay.
Uh-huh. Like obviously, I will never succeed by a DM.
Okay.
But I really think Rachie Love, bro.
Moment of silence for my brother in the chat.
The silence was loud, bro. The silence was so loud.
Bro, that's further than mine. That's gotta be worse, bro.
Bro, not a peep.
Bro, no. Bro.
No way.
Bro.
No
bro.
Way, bro.
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 Bro, I think I could swoon her, bro.
Really?
Yeah. So.
She
I
likes
really
white
so.
Boys.
Bro, she's Korean, bro.
But she likes white boys.
No, I know. But there's, you know, but there's always like, they always revert back to their, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keep thinking.
Push
up. Let us know, guys.
Yeah, this is the way from happening.
Out of all of
no,
us.
No, I really think like,
she put out some crazy.
No. She's very whitewashed.
She is.
But I think I will be like that home feeling. You know what I mean?
The
like,
oh, get out of here! Bro.
He's thought you about this shit. He's really thought you know about this shit.
Kind of what I did to Megan. Like, I brought her back to, you know what I mean? Like, and she feels comfortable. You know what I mean?
I like the dance. You know? The dance actually just gave you some points, bro. Actually, it kind of worked, but
the part that gets me is like there's so many stipulations. Like if she were to give me the time of day, and if I were in the same room as her,
right,
and if she's paying attention,
that's crazy.
No.
And if she happens to not like white guys,
let us know in the chat or in the comments, bro.
No, literally, if she gave me one date, bro, it's raps, raps. Raps,
I don't think so.
Raps.
I don't think so, bro. I don't think so.
Appreciate the confidence.
That is good confidence, though. I like it.
Besides her, I really think like any like probably like IG models.
Yeah.
IG models.
Like that's just most realistic that level for sure.
Yeah.
That's a good question, though. I like that.
Would you guys ever be able to date an A-list celebrity? Like, would you be able to date, like, an actress or actor that, like, be making out and, like, having sex on TV?
That's very difficult.
You know?
Yeah.
I really think about this. I don't think I can.
I think, like, the on-camera sex and stuff like that with other people, that's crazy. That's like definitely Dakota hard to take.
Like, Dakota Johnson, like, she has a husband. She did 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
The 50 Shades girl has a husband?
Isn't she married, Dakota Johnson?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Well, he's married, too.
Dude, but the thing is, like, I feel like with those people, you need to date people who also does that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Like, it needs to be, but yeah, they don't.
Back and forth.
They don't.
Some of them do. I think a lot of them do.
I feel like most of them do.
They kind of recycle, that's why.
The industry, yeah.
Yeah. Like, those, that's the industry you have to, like, date within, I feel like.
I will say, though, besides, like, the sex shit, just the fact that they're that famous, I don't think, like, we would like that, bro.
I don't like that,
like,
either.
Like, too much attention with all those camera fuckers, like, following.
You can't even, like, go to Starbucks.
Dude, yeah, that's annoying,
and
bro.
Imagine if you did date a cinch type, like, they're watching your fucking move.
Move.
Oh, my God,
and they're preying on your downfall.
Dude, literally.
Like, the Hailey Selena drama, bro. Like, that'd be you.
Notice everything. Anything you like on social media, all that.
No, exactly.
Crazy.
They're watching you.
No, for real.
It's too much.
I feel bad for Hailey Bieber.
No, dead ass. Dude, she's America's most hated.
No,
sure.
She is.
And she's pregnant now.
Yeah. Why is she hated?
She is just a loving wife, bro.
No,
yeah.
She literally have done nothing wrong.
She did nothing wrong, yeah.
Oh, she did nothing wrong?
No, she did nothing wrong. Because Selena dated Justin for like 10 years. Right. And then 2 months later, Justin starts dating Hailey. And then like 6 months later, they're engaged and getting married.
Oh, that's why the hate?
Yeah, no, but it's because like they are like Selena fans, but also like, I genuinely feel like they hate her because she's with Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
No, for
I
real.
Think it's that too, kind of.
And
like,
she's like kind of like a normie. Like, she's not the most famous.
Right.
She's not.
Right. Yeah. So they're like, oh, like,
she's
why her?
Because her dad's famous, right?
I think something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
Something
but like that.
Something.
They're just fucking jealous.
Dude,
like,
yeah.
Dude, I've been seeing a lot of girls on TikTok lately get a lot of hate. And I can tell it's because they're fucking jealous.
Oh, you're just saying you're seeing
like
a lot of hate,
to other girls.
Have you seen like the Monet thing?
Yeah, I don't really understand it though.
Okay, so basically, this girl, this really famous TikToker, Monet,
she's
like
a couple.
Beauty.
She's also a couple TikToker.
Yeah,
too.
Okay. She mainly does beauty. But her boyfriend Jalen went on a podcast and said that he believes that it shouldn't always be 50-50.
In what?
In a relationship.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't believe in the sprinkle movement.
Okay. What is that? What sprinkle
paying
movement?
For all
paying
the girls' expenses.
Oh, money wise.
Yeah.
And then, dude, everyone's fucking ripping her apart and, like, in her comments being like, oh, you're a provider. Like, you providing for you and your man. It's like, bro, you're fucking jealous.
Yeah. What the hell?
Dude, they're like taking that small thing and, like, literally hating
her. It's like girls hating on her?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, yo, like, your man doesn't even pay for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. Dude, no, it's like actually bad.
Yeah, wow.
And they take it so extreme.
Dude, yeah.
Honestly, though, I'm very glad it's America hate and not Korea hate. I'm really afraid of Korea hate.
Yeah,
like, you know,
that's
when
true.
You get canceled in Korea, it's like
death like
sentence
actually canceled,
at that point.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, but I feel like envy. It's a big thing lately.
Dude, it is, bro.
Yeah. Greed is the biggest thing ever.
This is, like, very random, but in women's basketball right now, there's a huge, like, problem, and it's the same thing.
It's like Caitlin Clark?
Yes, dude. Yeah. Caitlin Clark came in the league, brought so much attention, right?
Right.
But she caused a whole racial, like, division between the whites and the blacks because there's also, like, black rookies. This girl named Angel Reese.
Wait, is she black or white?
She's white.
Oh. Yeah.
But basically, it's just like this whole thing. There's so much hate in the world. It's just like, and it's all women I'm seeing
and
on Twitter.
She's getting hate because she's white?
No, she's just getting hate because they're like, why is she getting so much attention?
But
the
as
thing
a
is,
white?
No, it's just
no,
like.
No. She's like the best shooter.
Yeah.
Like,
she gained a lot of popularity throughout her college career to the point where, like, now even like men, hello guys, are even watching women's basketball.
Yeah,
it's because of her.
Dude, but I feel like Angel Reese is just as popular.
She is, but.
No, I don't know. I don't even know her name.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Most people, if they don't actually watch basketball, they don't know Angel Reese.
I've never heard that name.
Right. But she was the one who first, she got into it. She got in a fight with Caitlin Clark on the basketball court, and that's the first moment that they went globally viral together because they got an argument.
Dude, lately women's basketball has been popping
out.
Yeah, but it's actually because of Caitlin Clark.
It is.
Bro, there was
and
like
people
videos.
Are hating her because she's getting viral.
It's just it's hard because the black community also feels like they're being unjustly like viewed right now. Like both sides think they're in the wrong or in the right. I mean, you know what I mean? So
like
it's
they're
like
they're like, not appreciated.
Yeah, like the black people are like, holy shit, this girl Caitlin Clark is like
came out of nowhere, and why is she getting so popular?
Like why is she not even like saying addressing anything about these other black women who like made this sport what it is? You know what I mean? Like she's kind of just taking all this attention for granted because in the media
she didn't ask to be popular.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. She just wants to play basketball, I'm pretty sure. You know what I mean?
Damn, that's crazy.
But I'm just like, why is it all the woman hating on the other woman, bro?
Dude, woman hating woman is not a new thing.
Yeah, what happened to that whole woman empowerment big ass movement though? Like
bro,
you know what, it was
is it all for a show for women? Like low-key they just say that shit and like they're not about it.
I think it's because for women, like, it's very easy to get jealous or, like, want someone else's life.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, I think that's where a lot of the, like, even unintentionally, it's like, you say your opinion, but it's like, obviously, it's stemming from something deeper. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Dude. I mean, that's with everybody, bro. They're going to support you until they're doing better than you, man.
Right, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like girls are just more open to showing their envy, jealousness rather than guys are.
Yeah.
Or would you say guys are the same?
I mean, I don't know.
Like, when you see hate comments, I never know if it's a guy or a girl.
But I always see guys' comments where, like, someone will, like, actually appreciate it, and then someone will be like, you're glazing.
Oh, yeah. Dude, guys like don't like seeing other guys giving compliments and shit, bro.
Yeah. Right?
They just think it's fruity or something.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Oh, that reminds me. Have you guys seen this these days? It's, like, a way that guys compliment girls, and it's by using these, like, sports references, right? So, for example, like, say Jennifer posted, like, a great photo, right? Someone will slide in, like, yo, prime Shaq. 2012
I see that.
You know, like, all, like, the best moments of
you'll see like a
busted ass girl and you're like, yo, like, 2012 Shaquille O'Neal when he was 400 pounds.
That's fucked, you know what I mean? I didn't even know that that was a bad one.
No, but that shit's so funny though.
Dude, that is hella
funny.
If
a guy hits you with something like that, would you guys like it?
Oh, I wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't understand?
I wouldn't understand, but I would kind of like it if after I understood it.
Yeah. Yo, boys, I think it's a solid move right now, bro.
No, you know what's my favorite right now? Is like the plus 10 aura, minus 100
I was just
going
to bring up the aura.
Yeah, dude, I love that shit.
I realize the aura.
I hate aura, bro. It's such a TikTok term.
I realize the aura.
It is a TikTok term. Dude, what do you think is something, a qualities of like someone who has like a very strong aura?
I think strong aura people have like cool tattoos. And like are mysterious and they look like they can murder
like
somebody.
The mysterious.
Yeah, it's like the mysterious.
Yeah, or like the quiet.
It's like they're radiating like dark energy. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Dude, aura is just like clout. Aura is clout.
Is it?
No,
specifically
it's not clout.
Aura is like their like
presence.
The presence.
Yeah, the presence.
But then like whenever I see it on TikTok, it's like Duke Dennis and like girls are coming up to him.
Right.
Just like clout. Like, oh, right, he's got a lot, you know.
No, we're... Clout and aura are very different things.
I think it's pretty similar.
It's like just like when someone comes into a room, for example.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel when they enter the room? Because there's certain people. I don't even think it has to be mysterious. I think there's some people like hella positive energy, and they just come in. I'm like, holy shit! Like, I could tell they're here.
I don't think it's happy people that have aura though.
It's more like mysterious.
I think aura is like.
It's like dangerous, scary vibes.
No, aura can be happy.
I think a mandatory thing for if you're going to have aura, you got to be good looking. I think that's mando. is that not a fact?
No, because some really funny guys have like
crazy aura.
Crazy aura.
But they're not. Aura is related to funny or happy though.
I think aura is just your presence, the impression that you make when you enter a room.
Yeah. When you enter a room, do people kind of like look at you and feel intimidated?
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like everyone that's famous has aura. That's why I'm saying clout.
Yeah, kinda. But then some people have less though.
Yeah,
by the way they look, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm even if they have like a million, it's just like, bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. Yo, it's good, fam.
You know what I'm saying? True. No, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Not all famous people have aura.
Right.
But I feel like it's very hard for like, let's say we're just in a group, like a group of friends.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like not someone's not just going to have aura.
Yeah, no, that is actually, that's true.
You know?
That's straight up, that's true.
Honestly, actually. I love my brain rot vocabulary. You know what I'm talking about?
Like your TikTok vocabulary? What do you mean?
TikTok vocabulary. Bro. Especially if like I'm having a conversation with somebody and they'll say like some weird ass adjective for a compliment.
Yeah.
I think it's the funniest thing ever.
Let me ask you guys. How long are you guys on TikTok every day?
Oh, these days a lot because I just have so much time.
I feel like you're on it hella. I don't use it at all, bro.
At all?
I don't use TikTok at all. Do you guys use it a lot?
I use it a lot.
Yeah, I'm
a
on
lot.
That shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I love that shit, too.
So it is still, like, hella popular, then.
TikTok. Oh, bro. It's like the most popular.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I would say the content's lacking lately.
Yeah, I feel like it's been, like, slowing down.
You know what, though? I feel like everybody kind of sees the same videos.
In a way, too.
If it's a viral video, everyone... Cause like,
yeah, dude, if
like,
it's hella viral.
Like, I don't know why, but people be, like, referencing little things.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'll be hanging out. Someone will say, like, they'll just shout out something from a video. Like, oh, you got that from TikTok. And everyone will kind of know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
And they all saw the same TikTok.
It's like the little trend things. Yeah.
It's the trends. Yeah, it's a trend on TikTok.
You know what I realized? If you garden at night, well, I'm on that shit for like an hour straight too. Everything becomes so much more interesting.
Oh, yeah. If you garden.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
It is a thing.
Definitely.
And like it's called doom scrolling.
I love the word for it, doom scrolling.
Yeah. Dude, I'd be doing that. And if I'm watching a movie too, like, it's so interesting. And I'm like so tired, but I'm like, I need to watch this movie.
I could tell she's getting into that more.
I know.
It's clear as day that Megan is slowly getting into that.
She is. I know, but I'm very much on the by myself vibe.
That's fine, but...
You surpass that.
Yeah. You really? Like it kind of now.
Yeah. Dude, I like it.
Yeah.
But then if I'm too much, I get scared. Mm. And then I'm like, okay, well,
right.
Yeah. Chill out, you know?
Yeah.
Literally like last year, she wasn't saying shit like this about gardening. Yeah.
I also like... I only did it because it needed something to sleep. Something and I'm not even sleeping.
That's how it starts. Yeah. That's how it always starts. Yeah.
I'm literally not even sleeping.
Like one person quits, one person starts, bro.
And like 20 minutes later, my munchies kick in. And I'm like, I'm not going to eat anything today.
Yeah. And see, she's about to go through the glory days, Jennifer. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I could be that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go through
the glory. Stage you're in right now, too, like you get the most best faded.
Dude.
Because you never get that again. Faded. Yeah, you don't really get that again, bro.
Dude, are you sounding like it's like a kid? God,
like Loki, like it's someone who's like a fan, bro. For like the past.
I'm a promoter.
Like, dude, no, it's like when you take that first hit.
You know what it is though? It's like when you see someone starting to enjoy something you like.
Yeah, that's how I feel about like the things I like to do. Yeah, I'm not gonna get to that point, raving, though.
Bro, you're probably like, damn, I know she's having a good time.
I just know like what she's feeling.
Exactly.
And I'm happy for her.
Exactly.
Because it just reminds me exactly.
Right, literally. Right.
No, yeah, for real.
Dude, because it's like, you'll never be that zooted again.
Dude, I know Jennifer knows,
like
bro.
Is that like a good thing to be so zooted, though?
Dude, it's because like you're like so just like carefree and it becomes that until just like normal.
Right.
Yeah. That's like your
also
new
more so in the beginning for me, at least for me, like sometimes when I'd smoke, everything's funny. Now, like it doesn't really happen like that.
Dude, everything's funny. Like everything is funny. Yeah, and I'm also, my tea is so low.
Yeah.
Like literally one hit.
That's great. Like,
dude, and then like, do you get like really heavy eyes and shit?
I get super heavy eyes. And then it'll always be, this is my routine. I'm like, okay, I'm a sweet treat. I'm going to give myself a treat, do a little smoky, and then head to bed, you know? Uh-huh. And then I give myself 20 minutes to watch TikTok, you know? Uh-huh. And then 20 minutes go by, and I'm like, oh my God, I remember we have cherries or watermelon, or I have a cookie in the fridge.
Of course, you have to.
And I'm literally, I'm watching TikTok, and I'm fighting every ounce of my willpower in my body to say like I cannot eat that, but there's no fighting munchie demon,
it,
bro.
Dude, and it tastes so delicious.
And it tastes so.
I'm
delicious.
Sure we answered this, but what was your like favorite munchie snack for you, Jason? What was your favorite drunchie snack after when you're drunk?
Dude,
as shit?
I only want sweets.
Only sweet. Only but it could be anything.
Sweet.
Really?
Anything sweet. Yeah.
Sweet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's like, ooh, okay, I gotta think about this.
Mine is Cane's.
Oh, that's a great.
I'm drunk as fuck.
Cane's is great when you're drunk.
Yeah, I'm going to Cane's.
Like, I don't like savory food. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
Like I actually feel that too when I'm high.
Sometimes I'm like, I cannot eat that chicken right now. Yeah. But I really want chicken, like a watermelon or a cookie.
Yeah.
Dude.
I was gonna say frutas for me. I love fruits,
dude,
bro.
Dude, same.
Fruit. Gas, bro.
Because it like hydrates.
Yes, exactly, bro.
Dude, the hydration. Dude,
but I feel like once you start with the fruits, like you start digging into other shit.
Dude, yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah,
you start
digging
like it's not enough. It's not enough.
It's an appetizer.
Never enough. Never enough.
Dude, and I'll eat like anything cookie. I love cookies.
You did have that. Oh no.
I do love cookies, bro.
Dude.
I love cookies.
Like a good chocolate chip cookie.
Oh yeah.
Dude, I feel like weed is bad because you start relying on it to sleep.
I'm not even relying on it. I cannot.
I feel like so many people like start because they're trying to sleep.
Dude, it's because like melatonin gives you like the weirdest dreams.
No, but I'm saying like, why don't you just sleep?
Dude, I no, I don't think you realize why do
you
that.
Have, you know what I mean?
I literally telling a crack addict, just stop.
Yeah. like, bro,
I don't think you realize how bad my insomnia is.
No, Megan's always talked about it.
Yeah, like I will literally lay down there with my eyes closed for 3 hours straight. I swear to God, I will not.
Why don't you just try this? Why don't you just sleep when you're tired?
No, I am tired.
No, like
I can't sleep though. It's just like my brain won't turn off. Like honestly, my biggest wish in this entire world is I wish I had a button or I could like flick my, I could go like this right. And I'd, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I literally can't.
That's low-key my superpower.
I wish.
Oh, you could just KO like that?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Dude, that's great.
That's like my dream superpower.
No, I'm kind of like that too, bro. Like after like three, I'm like tired till 3-4. And then once 3-4 a.m. passes, all of a sudden I feel like energy again. I can't really sleep. Like once the sun's coming up, I'm like, fuck, I can't sleep. Yeah. It's next day.
No, for real.
Yeah.
I sleep like 8 to 10 hours every night.
That's amazing, really? Actually. Yeah, that's amazing. Really, holy shit. What time are you sleeping? 10?
Yeah, 10.
Damn, bro.
10's usually my bedtime.
You know what's a funny thing I realized too? I was like, I'm gonna garden and then journal. And my handwriting got smaller and smaller as it got higher and higher. You could like see it in my like actual notebook.
Right.
It's like big, nice letters. And then all of a sudden it's like super tiny as it goes. Like, I don't know why it does that.
Yeah. You're probably just like not aware of like, how small you're.
It's like all italicized too. Because it gets lazy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Maybe it's the laziness.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
Oh my God. You know, it's like sometimes like if you get a boner. Do you like know you have one? Or sometimes you know how guys just like sometimes just stand there and they just be having that shit and I'm like, do you not realize that that is happening?
No, we absolutely realize that that's happening.
Really? You know.
What the fuck?
I feel like sometimes it happens to guys and then they don't realize it's happening.
No.
They know.
When you have a boner sometimes it hurts. Like it hurts.
Like you know.
Yeah, especially when it's like 100% boner.
Oh, if it's 100% midday, bro, it's just like
it hurts.
It hurts.
It hurts.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't hurt like that, but for me at least.
Like it hurts to maintain it, and I'm like, yo, like why am I having this right now?
Can you like feel it grow like ching ching ching? You
know? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you know if you're at like max capacity?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's when it hurts.
That's the craziest thing, bro. Why do we know that? Like I know when it's at 80. Versus 90.
I don't know 100. When it's at like, you know, 70 to 90, but like when I know when it's
100,
you know,
that's so weird.
That's like a great day.
Yeah.
It's a good day.
That's so funny. Do you thought that guys didn't know actually?
No, sometimes I'm like, hello.
What?
You know?
Like it's just in your face.
Yeah, yeah.
What
are
you saying?
Pants are just sticking
out? Yeah, it's like sticking out like that.
Wait, can you guys have like sexy time from like 80 to 100, but like 70 you can't?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And can you control the percentage?
No. It's not a machine. It's not a machine. 90. 100.
Purposely making it smaller?
Yeah. No.
I don't know. Sometimes maybe you get a little tired. So like,
no,
okay,
like
let's
it's
go back to 70.
It is a lot of like different factors that go into like the percentage of your boner.
I feel like it's a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, it's the horniness, like how long has it been since you last did it, right? If it's been like right away, you know, maybe it's not going to get all the way. Mm. Or if you didn't eat, you know.
Yeah, depends on what you ate too and shit like that. Yeah.
What would you say is your guys' recoil time?
What the fuck is recoil
time? Like how many?
Oh,
how many?
Minutes,
oh, rebound? Rebound time? Oh, dude.
30 minutes.
I'm a long reset, bro. I'm like at least like an hour or two.
Yeah.
30, no. 30 is like too fast for me.
I've always been at the 30.
Uh-huh.
But then the percentage,
right.
I think as you get older,
uh-huh.
like when you're younger,
uh-huh.
at 18 around, like it's always 100.
Right. It stays longer.
Yeah.
It's harder. Yeah.
But then I think as you get older, like you're fucking at 80.
Yeah, definitely.
You're
definitely,
fucking at 80.
Definitely.
Yeah. Sometimes you're fucking at less, more.
Right. But the thing is like 80 is not necessarily like a half chub. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like girls will girls will barely notice it.
Exactly, exactly. Like only the guy would. I mean, maybe the girl would know.
The
maybe.
Girls notice when it's 100.
Yeah.
And when it's not 100.
Right. But not like yeah.
Yeah, I notice if it's not 100.
Yeah.
And if it is 100.
Dude, when it's 100, it's like.
Dude, that's
day.
Like so.
Right. It is a
good
day.
It's
good
day.
It's
when
so interesting.
Feel good.
Dude,
oh,
it's
he like, came out to play today.
Like, yeah, it's like I'm really in this. Bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's
yeah.
how I feel, bro.
I think about this because it's so weird, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we will never be able to experience that.
I don't want to though.
Yeah, I don't know if I really want something in between there.
But do you think the girls' like orgasm feels better than the guys, or the guys feels better?
100%. I don't know.
I truly I truly believe that girls have it better.
I think they do.
Maybe yeah, from, it's better because it's harder. It's harder to get.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's like night and day. I think it's really pretty similar.
It must be. It must be.
Have you guys ever like seized?
Wait, what?
Does it like kind of feel like you're seizing a little
Sometimes
bit?
Sometimes I lose hearing in my right ear, bro. I can't.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not even joking,
bro. What about the left? Like 80% down?
I'm not even joking. I bust a bat. No, like, oh, fuck.
What the fuck are you saying, bro?
I'm not even joking, bro. Some of the guys will feel me, bro. Dude, I literally lose hearing, bro.
Dude, I get like pins and needles in my nose.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. And like my fingertips.
Dude, I straight up have like a seizure.
Sometimes I've been doing that. But I also like, this might be TMI.
It's all good.
But I'm just really shaky.
Yeah, it's like
always.
I'm always super shaky. I can't even like. It's not even like some crazy position, and I'll be like that.
Okay, can I ask you a crazy question? Then after that, are you the type of girl that's like shaking out the door as well? Like as you're walking, your legs are fucking like shaky and shit. Or do you recover?
It depends on the situation.
Oh, okay, okay.
If it's like a long run, then yeah.
Damn, bro, that's crazy. Guys will like that. Yeah, guys will love that for sure. But that's crazy.
Do you feel like our parents' generation are as freaky as us?
That's a good question. I would say no for
no,
sure.
No, right? You think they're like more vanilla a little bit?
For sure not, bro. I feel I like think, we all...
Dude, you, I don't know,
no,
though.
I think they're freakier.
Are we talking about freakiness or like sex drive?
No, like no, freaky.
Freakier. Oh.
Because like I feel like in college back then, they'd be like doing that shit out and, you know, at parties, right? I feel
What do you mean?
I feel like parties back then were a lot rowdier than they are now.
They look like it in the movies,
right?
To me.
Yeah,
you know what they look like it,
right?
Like
right.
when they talk about like the '70s and shit.
Yeah. Like they make it look lit.
Yeah.
But what does the partying have to do with the?
I don't know. I just felt like life then, because there's nothing to like stop you. You know, no one can really give you evidence. No one can catch you up and out here. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
I just feel like, dude, like. So many people learn through like TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, and like porn.
We're just more exposed
porn.
To that
yeah,
shit, right?
Yeah, bro. Like, where, like, our parents, like, where are they gonna learn that shit? Yeah,
I feel honestly, like we have a lot of gadgets as well these days.
Dude, that's true too. Yeah.
But I'm thinking about because corn wasn't around. Like,
no, it definitely was.
But was it? Like, it was like magazine vibes.
No, it was like magazines and like. Like DVDs.
But not like videos, right?
No,
no they had like
videos,
the big,
dude.
Cause
oh,
what's
really?
The big
yeah.
cape
like
thing?
50 years ago?
Dude, because like, you know how that's like when Playboy was like really popular?
Yeah.
Oh, well, oh
exactly.
shit.
Playboy
actually?
Was like the main thing.
Like
yeah.
the 60s or yeah. 70s?
No, not even then. It was like the 80s, 90s.
But like, specifically Asian parents? Nah, right. fuck no.
Yeah, no
Definitely
way.
Not,
dude,
no
yeah,
way.
I don't know,
Definitely
dude.
Not,
really?
Bro. In Korea? Like, bro, what?
Yeah. I was going to say
actually,
the sex drives could be similar, but
maybe not Korean. Actually, I don't even know, dude.
What's like a stereotype in Korea? Like, what's like acceptable that wouldn't be acceptable here?
I just feel like they're rough with it from what I've heard. Like, not like doing it, but I'm saying like the way the guy treats the girl.
Dude.
I feel like it's just
oh,
more
like
rough.
Degrading?
Like, just touchy. Like, they'll like push them and shit, no?
Right.
I mean, I that's from what I hear. That. I've never been like that, so I don't know. Jason, you gotta.
What do you mean?
I feel like you would know. You've been to Korea.
Seen some things out there? Watching people fucking shit.
Oh.
No. They're very traditional about their gender roles.
Yeah.
So the girls will accept that role that they're gonna be very submissive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think they are as open about it as we are, like Koreans?
I think so, yeah. Nowadays, yeah.
Oh, are
so.
They?
Yeah. Oh, I've heard they're... Yeah. Hookup culture is pretty crazy.
Oh, really? In Korea?
Dude, you can book like motels just to like.
No
do it.
Way. Mm-hmm. Why do I feel like all those Asian countries, when I think of them, I think they're so much more like.
No,
not
dude.
Like that.
No.
Because it's like OnlyFans a thing in Korea?
I think so.
Oh, I think it is, maybe. I don't know.
Webcam.
I have no clue.
Maybe.
Oh, webcam stuff.
Yeah, webcam is popular. Yeah.
But also, that shit's hella illegal too, so.
Yeah, that's gotta
porn
be
is illegal. So.
Like prostitute is illegal, right?
Yeah.
In Korea?
No, like in general.
Oh, here?
Yeah, it's illegal here.
I think
it's
so.
Illegal, right?
Yeah, it's illegal here.
Yeah, but you see, they're like walking around. Though.
They are. But I see like, cause I used to watch those videos, right? And then like the guy will pick up the girl, and then like the cop will like bust the guy, and the guy will get in trouble.
Oh.
But then like the girl, honestly, actually another thing, they didn't get in trouble like that.
Dude, because why would the girl get in trouble? Because it's like really not.
Yeah. And they know it's like she doesn't have much either. It's like, yeah. Oh my God, bro. I saw a crazy video. It was literally something similar. Post party, a cop comes to like settle a little argument. He takes the girl away, right? And his body cam's on and he's driving. And then you could hear in the back, like, let's fuck. I want to fuck. Oh. And then literally he got in trouble because he's in San Diego. He pulls up into the neighborhood. And then for like 15 minutes, he turned his shit off. I'm like, bro, is that
the cop?
Yeah, and then he got stuck in the back.
Yep, and he got, and then they had to call for help. Yeah, and his boy comes and like opens the door.
No way.
Cops be doing that?
Dude, cops are dirty.
Do you think they're actually dirty?
Yeah, I don't think they're doing that. Because dude, there's just so many ways to get caught.
Yeah.
But that's crazy though.
Yeah.
Dude, cops are men at the end of the day.
They are.
Facts.
If there was no body cam, dude, they would be fucking. They would be fucking.
I don't trust men.
Dude, yeah, that is scary, bro.
I don't fucking trust men. But, Paul, can we get back to why were you were singing?
That's like a troll, bro. It's a troll. Like, you know, I used to send those audio messages.
Everything is like, it was just for fun. Like, it was a troll.
Oh, no, that girl shit was serious. The girl, I can't lie, that was serious. But, yeah, I used to always send those, like, audio messages and shit.
But the singing is a different story.
Wait, you send
audio messages to singing?
No. It was like a Snapchat shit, like back then. But like, yeah. I'm just like,
you guys
yeah.
like to send those audio messages?
I used to love it, bro.
I like audio messages.
Like the raspy voice.
Nah. Like to my guy friends.
Oh.
Yeah. To the girl, like I've tried. It's like so cringe.
It's
like,
cringe, right?
Acting like it's yeah.
No, I feel like to a guy. If a guy sent me a voice message, it'd be kind of weird. But I like sending it to girls if I'm like explaining tea or something.
Dude, sometimes they like pull it off though.
Yeah, dude, voice message is effective, no?
Yeah.
As long as your voice isn't like crazy, like weird.
Good morning.
Do it one tone down, boys. Yeah. One tone down. And then it works.
It's like that morning voice.
Right. Or late night, like raspy throat, you know, before you drink the water.
Smoke hella weed.
Yep. Yeah. Dude, that's perfect, bro.
All right, guys, we back.
Yep.
With your favorite segment.
Right.
Truth or drink.
Yes, sir.
We got the red cap soju today.
Let's show the boys. Let's go.
You think anyone's going to drink? Anyone got some hard questions today?
Mine is hard.
It's hard?
Okay. It's hard, bro.
I'll ask first.
Okay. Who are you asking?
Jennifer.
Okay.
Okay. Jennifer, let's say like there was a room and every single guy that you talked to, you kissed, you dated, you had a situationship with.
Wow.
Oh my.
Do you think there would be a person you would run immediately to? Or is there somebody that you would look for first?
Oh!
Wait, do I have to name him?
No, you don't have to name him. It's just like a yes or no question, I guess.
Oh, easy.
Like, is there somebody that you would immediately run back to?
We could bleep the name. Just to make it a little harder.
You gotta say the name, but we'll bleep the name.
Just to make it harder.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Cause that's an automatic
yes.
Yeah.
Yes is like
someone you're looking for.
Dude, honestly, like no.
No,
for real.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. Like I genuinely.
Even like if it was like a kiss kind of guy, and it never really went anywhere.
Oh, okay. Let me think. No, dude, I yearn for someone new.
Oh,
for real.
Really?
Yeah, like, okay. I genuinely feel like even anyone I kiss, like, I could probably hit them up, you know?
Oh,
like,
if you wanted to.
Yeah, but it's just like.
You don't want to.
I genuinely feel like my next guy is, like, someone new. Mm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I would honestly say it if there was.
Yeah.
But
like, no, we'll take the answer. We'll take the answer.
Yeah. I like hearing that answer because I think I feel like. A lot of people say they have already met their like main person in high school.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, so I feel like I wouldn't find anyone else new. That's how I think right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I feel like I would gravitate towards somebody.
Yeah. You're definitely like.
Like, but I wouldn't choose them. Like, I would just like want to.
You would look for
It's him. Like that.
I would
that
look
first
for him.
Person.
You would
look
Who's the first person you walk into? Yeah.
Who is
that? Yeah. Who's that?
I mean, wait, are we going to bleep this?
Yeah. We're bleeping it.
I mean, it's probably.
Oh wow!
Really?
Or don't keep saying it.
Yeah.
Wait. Why are you saying it?
I know. I'm just saying, Tony. Like, Paul.
Huh?
My question for you.
Yeah. You were all smiley and shit over there.
I know.
Requesting to ask me for some reason.
Because I was excited.
Okay, get that ready.
Yeah. I kind of want to drink.
Get it ready.
Make it spicy. Come on.
If Jeremy offered you a spot in UTI, would you leave us?
That's tough. That is a tough proposition. Yeah, honestly, though, I don't think I would. Genuinely. Because, like, dude, we've been doing this shit for like 2 years, bro. Yeah, like, bro, all down the drain for that. Like, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
But the money would look good for sure. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, but nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Good question. Cool. Good question. Should I ask you next, Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep the red cap right there.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Let me go first. Then. Is it hard as fuck?
Yeah, it's hard. Okay. Or I mean, like, it's not. It's up to you if you're gonna say it or not. But
yeah, let me ask Megan first.
Okay. Then. Go ahead.
Between me and Paul. Who do you think has the bigger dick?
What the fuck? I am not answering this.
You can drink them.
Okay, I'll drink.
Okay. Wait, no. That was a good one. Yeah. That was a good one. Because that's funny, bro.
That's so weird. I do not want to think about that,
that
shit.
That is so weird. It's so weird.
No, but it's funny.
It's kind of funny, though. It's kind of funny, bro. Yo, I just thought of a bigger question now for the girls next episode, bro. The opposite. Who's got the more whoppiest of the whops?
Yeah, come on, Paul.
Weird.
That's weird.
No, yeah, but it's weird.
That's
weird.
Weird.
I don't know that.
Why are you guys asking these weird ass questions?
That's weirder.
That's weirder.
That's weirder. Okay, so we're taking that.
Wait, who would you ask that to?
No. I was giving Jason a suggestion.
I know. Would you ask that to Jason though?
No, I don't. Okay, no. I was trolling.
Like, Paul, really think about it. Would you answer it?
No. Definitely not.
So weird.
The whoppiest whops is crazy.
Oh, God. Why do we always end that video with some weird shit like this, bro? I know. Dude, last week, that queef shit, bro. I was like, yo, queef queens and bus boys?
That was funny, though.
That was funny. Oh, yeah, let's move on to Jason's question, though. Yeah. So keep the red cap over there. You might have to pour him one.
Okay.
But the question is for Jason. You can answer it if you want or not. Would you get back with your ex and start dating her today? Today.
That's a good question.
Yeah, today.
Today?
Yeah, today. Restart dating her.
I'll take a shot.
Okay. Mysterious J in the cut.
Take a shot.
Damn.
I saw there was some liquid left. Dude, she just poured a shot over her last shot.
It's fine. Yo.
I literally saw that.
Yo.
Hey, yo. Pete,
that is a little fuck.
That's
a little fuck, dude.
Don't ask the weird ass.
Dude, literally peeped the camera on that. There was already a shot.
Yeah, you asked the weird
Tony, zoom in. Cheers. I like seeing Jason drink, though. It's been a while. We actually haven't had two people drink in, like, forever.
Yeah.
That's the end of this episode.
Yes, sir. All right.
Look forward to a lot of new guests coming.
Yep.
All right. And a special trip maybe coming soon,
too. Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. That beach bonfire.
Oh, the beach bonfire.
Oh, you're talking about New York.
I'm talking about New York or Houston.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
New York.
Yeah, Big Apple.
I'm starting to see a lot of Houston love in the chat. That's
dude,
all I'm saying,
are.
Bro.
I've seen a couple of
those.
Houston intrigues me, bro.
I know.
Yeah.
I want to see how they get down.
Never. I like Austin. Austin's really pretty.
Yeah. Bro. No, and we got connections to the club and all that, so I could set that up. Yeah.
No, it's
got
to be Houston, though, for sure.
All right, we'll see. Y'all let us know. Y'all keep letting us know down in the comments down below.
Yeah. And then the hoodies also, again, is probably going to get to you in like...
A week or two.
2 to 3 weeks. Yeah. All right. Sorry for the delay. They're manufacturing right now.
Yep.
All right. So sorry for the delay.
Yeah. But right when we get them, they're going out. So,
And then thank you to everyone that watched the end of this week's episode. We are the 9 for 9 podcast. Peace out.
Peace.